Hello, and welcome to the Purple Orange podcast, where we shine a light on the stories of people with disability in our community. This podcast was recorded on Kaurna land. For those of you who may be new to the podcast, my name is Belle Owen, and I'll be your host for this season. As a proud disabled woman, I love having the opportunity to share the stories of my community. It is so important that we have a space where we can tell our own stories in our own words, in our own ways. This season, we bring you six stories of people with disability from all walks of life. We'll hear stories of parenthood, internalized ableism, education, and more. Our first story hits on employment. Historically, people with disability in the workforce have been underrepresented, undervalued, and underpaid. It took Gavin Burner many years, but eventually he broke through those barriers. He shares his story with Carrie Shear. A warning that this story mentions suicide, which some listeners may find distressing. For 24/7 crisis support, call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or visit lifeline.org.au/get help.
Imagine if you worked in a job that you loved. You'd been there for 10 years, worked hard, but then one day a new CEO comes on board, calls you into the office and says, "We're lowering your wages by nearly $10 an hour." And it's just you being singled out, by the way. It would be horrible, right? Well, that's pretty much the situation Gavin Burner found himself in.
They said, "Well, do it or I could lose my job. This would be my last day." Just like that. So I was in my mind to leave or not to leave. Would anybody else would employ me?
What would you do? Quit on the spot? Storm out? Seek legal action? Or would you stay on and take the humiliating and life-changing pay cut? Before I tell you what Gavin did, you need to understand why this decision was so hard for him. Gavin has intellectual disability. And because of the way society tends to judge that, for his entire working life, he's kind of received the message that growth and evolution weren't really for him.
I was a farmer's son, and Dad told me I would not go be a farmer. So he said, go to a shredder workshop, or ADE, they call it these days. And I had no choice.
In the 90s, Gavin was employed by a sheltered workshop as a house painter.
I think I don't know how many houses I painted. For 40 cents an hour, and then I worked myself as a team leader, and I went from 40 cents to a dollar an hour.
Were you just living on a total shoestring?
Less than shoestring. Yeah. Well, you just got enough to buy your soap, shampoo, and that's it.
Were they saying, "Hey, Gavin, this is a stepping stone. You're going to go on to do bigger, better, greater things"?
Well, no. You probably that's where you got to. I know a couple of people who work in shredder workshops, and they're actually doing what they did 20 years ago.
Even though Gavin was looking at life in a sheltered workshop, he still desired to grow. And so he spent his spare time at WEA. It's a place that offers classes to adults on pretty much any subject you can think of.
I was doing my art and craft. I remember I did a boat motor course. Way above my level, I didn't finish it. But I live at WEA because that was my outlet of advancing myself, not trying to keep myself normal, whatever normal is.
Gavin did leave the sheltered workshop. There was a factory hiring people with disability, and Gavin became one of their recruits. And even though they actively sought out people with disability, he was hired in open employment. He was paid a normal wage. But after 6 years, the factory had layoffs, and Gavin was one of them. He didn't think he'd be able to get another job. But after having a taste of open employment, he was not willing to go back to a sheltered workshop. But he still desired to grow. So he went down to his local community center and signed up for adult literacy classes. And while there, he noticed a room full of people down the hall.
I said, what did I do in that room over there? To the teacher, and she said, oh, they got like aged care and disability. I must have thought I would go over and I signed some papers.
And just like that, Gavin became a volunteer in disability and aged care.
And yeah, so I got a purpose to get up out of bed and go and do something for that day.
Gavin volunteered for 2 straight years. Then one day he told him he was moving on to a new volunteer opportunity in a national park.
And that day they come back and said, Gavin, we will let you employ you and you get paid for it.
When he told me that, it did make me wonder, would they have let him go on volunteering forever if he didn't say anything about leaving?
I think I got told the person with disability person is low, is $7 or $6, but you're worth more than that. So I thought $10 is a fair thing.
They told Gavin that he needed to go to TAFE and get either a certification in disability or aged care. They told him that once he finished his certification, he would get a normal award wage, just like everybody else.
I wanted to do disability, but I am a person with a disability. And can a disability person go to TAFE? I want to see, can they do it? Well, I pass. I got my piece of paper.
But after Gavin finished TAFE, nobody mentioned his wage review.
You finished TAFE and they didn't honor that?
No.
And did you ever ask?
Mumbo didn't. I will say I'm probably grateful I got $10. I still got a purpose, got to get out of bed and doing something with my life.
But not being paid equal to his peers had an impact, and not just financially.
You feel like you're not part of the team. I feel like I'm somewhere between volunteer and a staff member. So I'm kind of like a rubber band and stretch it, and the rubber band got stuck halfway there, but not there.
But he told himself it was worth it. It was okay because he loved the work.
I remember when I first got it, I said, I got the best job in Australia, but don't tell anybody that. I guess the clients love, you fall in love with the clients. It was really powerful for me because I'm a person with a disability to say, I'm making a difference in my surf and for them.
One of the things Gavin loved the most was listening to his clients talk about their lives.
One bloke, I said to him, what do you used to do for your first job? He said, I used to work for Amco Ice Cream with horse and cart. Horse and cart? Wow. And another person, her husband was a school teacher at Marbury Creek. Wow, this is amazing. I just came there as a kid. So if you listen to other people and their stories, it's really powerful.
One day, a new CEO comes on board, calls Gavin into the office and says, why are we paying you so little? Finally, Gavin gets put on the same award wage as all of his peers.
So when you got the award wage, do you think that changed the way you saw yourself?
Yes. Everything about life, you're on the same level of everybody else. So you've got a little bit extra money, you can put things away, you can have a social life, just like everybody else. And when we have a meeting, like once a month, you feel like you're part of having a say, because you're getting the same money, you're equal with everybody else.
Gavin got to feel equal for 2 years. Then a new CEO comes on board, and that's where we started this story. This CEO tells Gavin he must go on a disability-supported wage, cutting his wage by nearly $10 an hour. The justification for this was that Gavin couldn't read or write. It didn't matter that the main part of his job was driving clients around, spending time with them, setting up activities and tea, and listening to them. I wish I could have spoken with some of those clients, because I would guess they valued him pretty highly. A support worker so genuinely interested in who they are as people. I doubt they cared about his lack of reading or writing skills. Besides, Gavin did have a workaround. He and his coworkers had an exchange.
So I clean the vehicles and I check the tire pressure, check, fill up with diesel, check the oil, whatever, a tick box. And my co-workers, the ladies I used to work with, they used to help me. Gavin, we got an email. We'll help you to, fill it in and send it back. So, only would have took me 5 minutes of emails.
But this made no difference to the new CEO. So, what did Gavin decide to do? He stayed on and took the pay cut.
Nothing changed. That's why I got it cheaper, and that's all. I really hit the gutter, really stopped believing myself at the time. Yeah, I wanted to take my medication and take it, all of them, why not? I'm still here, so I didn't take them. I think that probably won a lot of time of all my life when I did that.
10 years go by. But during this time, Gavin meets people who believe in him and encourage him that he is capable of a lot more. And so, after a decade on the low wage, he goes back into work and he asks,
how can I grow? Can I get some to work myself up to get more wages? What steps do I have to do? And she said she can't do that. And when I said, well, can you train me to do something else? No. The scheme I was under, it was just to keep my job there. I don't like job providers because they don't set it up so you can grow. They employ you, a person with a disability, because you're cheaper. I'm better than that. I said to her, I think something in the universe telling me it's time to move on, and this is the right time to do it. And she said, with a lot of people are looking for jobs. They'll be grateful that you've got a job here. You got one. So if you leave, you might not get another job. I knew the universe would tell me something different.
Okay, no, okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, where are we going to be?
Now, here come Lainey and Gavin.
Welcome to the Intellectual Disability and Awareness Workshop with an Employment Focus. Gavin and I have worked really closely for a couple of years now running these workshops in particular.
I'm a person with intellectual disability. Things are changing for people with intellectual disability. Like in the old days, I worked 40 cents an hour. Now I get a proper wages.
Gavin was right to listen to the universe. He now has more work coming in than he has time available for. In fact, he even just turned us down at Purple Orange for a job because he's too busy. His main job is working as an inclusion advisor for SACID, the South Australian Council of Intellectual Disability. Here he is with his colleague Lainey, presenting to a room full of disability job providers. As part of this workshop, Lainey and Gavin used Gavin's story of how a job provider kept Gavin on a supported wage and held him back from growing. Their aim is to stop this from happening to others.
hearing that you've been doing this job with a firm for 12 years, you know, you've had adjustments and worked in a way that has suited you, but now that has changed because the organisation wanted to basically earn a buck off his good work.
It really made me not believe in myself. But in the meantime, I can't work here. So I have made my own podcast, and I have people with from all around the world have listened to it.
From the Sea to the Outback. It's really good, actually. It's on Spotify.
It has been my dream to get pay for doing podcasts, and I'm about to start.
Yes, so Gavin's newest gig is as a podcast creator and host for the brand new SACID podcast. Where did Gavin pick up those skills? It was at a Purple Orange podcast workshop that I co-taught. Gavin was one of the students. And it was during the same time that he was at work at the community center on a low wage and being boxed in and prevented to grow. Yet here in the podcast workshop, over the course of 8 weeks, he learned to interview people, record audio, import it into a computer, edit it, and export a completed story. He now has his own podcast on Spotify. He makes stories all the time. It is a big focus on history and capturing the knowledge of older generations. Please check it out, called From the Sea to the Outback.
Why do I do it? Yes, you can work out, I love stories about people, but it's a lot more than that, because I've got a speech, I can't talk properly. So I listen to my podcast, I hear what you hear. Then I think about how to change it, my words. Then I go to my speech person and work on the words that need to be there. I need to go and do research before I do the podcasts. So it teaches me about that. And maybe I can go to university, which I am going to Flinders University. And I passed the other day. I got 17 out of 20. So it's more than a podcast.
And yes, at 58 years old, Gavin is at uni, currently studying Aboriginal culture. Just imagine if Gavin had listened to his job provider and stayed put in a place that had no respect for him. What would Gavin have missed out on? What would the world have missed out on? And what are we missing out on right now because of the way society limits people with disability?
Everybody want to grow. Everybody want to know. Everybody can do things. Sometimes they got to do it a different way.
We're so grateful to Gavin for sharing his powerful story with us so that we could share it with you. If you're interested in being part of the change and you want to create a more disability-inclusive workplace, be in touch with Purple Orange and the Road to Employment Project. We're always on the lookout for our next story. If you have a story that you would like to share or have feedback on the podcast, please get in touch with us through Facebook by emailing us at stories@purpleorange.org.au or by calling 08-8373-8388. Our website is purpleorange.org.au. Join us next time for the Purple Orange podcast, where we'll hear from Lily, who shares her story of internalized ableism. I'm Belle Owen. Thanks for listening.